37 years of Manmin is a true history, full of truth. We have to give glory to Father God, who is worthy to receive our thanks and glory. The title of this message is The Heart of Love to You. Chapter 4 of 1 John, love belongs to God, and God is love itself. So, love comes from our Father. Whatever comes out from Father God is out of love. And Father God wants to give this love to every one of us. The scripture of this message is the message that Father God gave to Moses. He said, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. As written in Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 to 26. Father God wants to protect us, gives us grace, and gives us peace. That's what He wants. Since Father God is in the spiritual world, we cannot see Him because we are in the fleshly world. So, in the course of 6,000-year-long human cultivation period, Father God sought for those who are after Father God's heart and asked them to deliver His love to people. In this end time, Father God chose this church and gave His love like waterfall. So tonight, I'm going to tell you three most outstanding love that Father God gives. Congratulating on this 37th anniversary, we would like to remember His heart of love. And I hope that your heart can be filled with joy and happiness. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. The first heart of love that Father God gives to the church is that Father God has led this church so that we can feel true love from the Lord. Well, when we met the Lord for the first time, the first thing we feel is love. As we live our lives on this earth, the most precious thing we can think of is maybe love. However, when we believe in the Lord, we have new concept about love. Why is that? Because love belongs to God, and Father God owns this love. Our Lord came to this earth with love, the pure love, unchanging love that belongs to Father God. So when we met our Lord, we felt the love, and we call it our first love. So every one of you have this kind of first love. We cry whenever we hear Jesus took the cross for us. Why? Because we feel the true love from the Lord. And because of that, we cry. Tears run down. We were in the modified and altered love. But we finally met this true love. As we realize that love, without our notice, tears come down. We repent and we confess, Lord, I love you, Lord. I'll believe in you till the end. We make this kind of confession from our heart. Once we realize the love of the Lord, the world is not the world that we used to live before. Whole world seemed to smile at me, right? The sun shines brighter, trees, flowers, even clouds in the sky seem to congratulate on the fact that I love the Lord and the Lord loves me. When I was a student, I still remember the first feeling that I went to the church for the first time. I took off my shoes and then I gave worship service on a wooden floor. But thanks to the Lord who approached me with great love, you know, it cannot be compared with anything of the world. I was so full of the Spirit. You know, in every service, I'm so glad to meet the Lord. I can still feel the grace whenever I attended service. That first love, I cannot forget. Back then, I was a student. I didn't know about the depths of the world. I didn't, you know, experience the power of God. I just liked the love of Father God who just, you know, pours down that grace upon me. I was, you know, just happy to go to church and meet the Lord. Just going to church itself was so fun to me. I was happy to meet, you know, brothers and sisters in Christ. Whenever I sing, you know, hymns, I love the feeling that, you know, I am loved, I was loved and I am led by the Lord. And I thought that love that I felt that at that time was the best love. However, Father God let me know there is even deeper level of love. That is the love that I realized through senior pastor in this Manmin church. When I came to this church, Manmin church, for the first time, senior pastor delivered the message about our dwelling places in heaven and crowns. When I heard that message, wow! My Lord is that kind of Lord. My Father is that kind of Father. The whole world, you know, was unfolded before my eyes. I could, you know, hear my, you know, heart beating, you know. I felt like that, you know. I couldn't even breathe well. That refreshing, shocking, I believe you felt, all of you felt it before. You were surprised to hear such a spiritual message. You were surprised to see so many people who were being healed of all kinds of incurable, you know, diseases. Wow, such serious sins can be healed. You were surprised, right? But that was not it. When we look at the picture on this altar where, you know, our Lord, you know, comes down back to the earth again, we were touched. The big smile of the members, beautiful praises, beautiful dances, the colors that seemed to be only found in heaven. It was a beautiful experience. So many people say that, you know, they received grace as soon as they entered the sanctuary. You know, as soon as they entered the sanctuary, they felt the love of Father God, love of the Lord, you know, overflowing on them. However, most shocking thing, the most amazing, surprising surprise is the look of our senior pastor. Senior pastor who is always humble, always serving. We were touched by him, right? Who loved Father God foremost of all, who loves the Lord. We were touched by him, right? That is how to love God. That is how to love the Lord. That is, you know, how to believe in Father God and the Lord. We realize that. We all have our first love. But thanks to the gospel of holiness from this church, we came to have better understanding about the love of the Lord. Who wants to be sanctified in this generation? Who say, since we are men, we cannot cast off sin. You know, they do not know about New Jerusalem. So how can they enter New Jerusalem? Even if they want to be sanctified, nobody taught him how to be sanctified. But we met our senior pastor. Hallelujah. Senior pastor already ahead of us, accomplishing all those things before us. Senior pastor penetrated all those secrets of in the spiritual world through countless prayers and fastings. And he explained those beautiful messages in plain language so that we can understand Father God's providence and deep love of the Lord. Just think about the message of the cross itself. It's amazing, isn't it? That message explains the love of Father God, who put the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the Garden of Eden only to share eternal love with us. The four conditions, Jesus becomes our Savior. The secret before hidden before ages. Why our Lord shed His water and blood for us. That message explains all these secrets. To become a Savior, the Savior must become a man like us, but He must not be a descendant of Adam. So He was conceived by the Holy Spirit. When we know about this, we were thrilled. In the spiritual world, no sin means power. So since our Jesus didn't have original sin, He didn't commit self-committed sin, so He broke the authority of death and He could become our Savior. When we realized it, when we learned it, we were so thrilled and we were so surprised and amazed. Through such messages, we came to know about the love of our Lord and we came to have faith to believe. Ephesians 4:13 says, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. We came to receive even greater level of grace, and we have spiritualized open to understand even deeper level of love. Obviously, this is the blessing given to Manmin. So those who treasure these words like their own life can overcome the world. The enemy, devil, and Satan cannot touch them because they will never shake. In many fields, you know, the enemy, devil, and Satan try to shake us. However, we can never be defeated because we discern well based on the message that we have heard. As we live our lives on this earth, sometimes we may come across things that can bother us, right? But we are not bothered by them, actually. Worldly people, you know, when they, you know, encounter some uneasy, I mean, the thing that can make they feel uneasy, then, you know, they say their days are ruined, right? But Manmin people control our hearts. And then we fill our heart with the grace that Father God gives. Why? Because Father God is our Father God. Father God created this whole world for us. And He sent His only begotten Son to become the, you know, the propitiation for us, atoning sacrifice. He is taking care of us. John 1:17 says, the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. Thanks to Jesus, we could receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. So whenever we want to receive grace, we can receive grace all the time. We are living in the era of God's grace. Father God wants to receive grace whenever we long for grace. Father God welcomes us whenever we want to receive grace. So, whenever we think of Father God, through praises, through prayer, or, you know, through world or nature, in meditation, you know, whenever we think about what Father God did, through that meditation, through prayer, through hymns and messages, we can meet Father God and receive His grace, and we can receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. If that happens, you know, sadness goes away, then we can solve our problems by the help of Father God. Now, when can you experience the healing works? When you are full, not only in this country, but also abroad. So during revival meetings or divine healing meetings or summer retreat, So many people are healed and they receive answers. When they receive fullness of the Holy Spirit, they receive answers and healing works. It is the same abroad. You know, Pakistan that I visit frequently, it seems not full of the Spirit. Their faces are like, you know, somewhat gloomy, and then they are not good at expressions. However, there are so many healing works taking place. Why is that? Well, I could find one common reason. That is, whenever I go there, you know, they know about the news and they have expectation. Expectation about, you know, listening to good messages and prayer. So they long for grace. And they make, it makes their hearts in the full of the Spirit. So I can feel it when I pray for them. They just come, try to come closer to me to receive my prayer. I can see then, you know, how much they long for my messages and prayer. So they are full of the Spirit. There was one church that I remember during Pakistan missionary. It has in the missionary, I mean, praise leaders, and they are so good at, you know, singing praises, and they receive, you know, lots of grace. And that, you know, your congregation sits at a little bit, a step like, you know, a sanctuary. So we can make eye contacts whenever I deliver a message, so I can feel that they receive grace. And they say amen well. So even greater works of healing take place over there. I've been there for about 7 years. There were many healing works. So that is the church that I can remember well. There was a sister. A paralyzed lady was healed after receiving prayer. So she cried, and then she had the lump on her neck. And when I prayed for congregation, her lump, you know, got disappeared. She testified to the healing. Many years passed by, but I can still remember that healing cases. There are many other healing cases. Why am I telling you this? That is, if we want to receive grace, we are in a church. We can receive grace whenever we want to. We are so blessed. The church is full of the Holy Spirit and grace. Father God is ready in this church to help you. He is standby. This is church that helps you receive the love of the Lord. And this church is full of messages delivered by our senior pastor who wants to help you feel the love of Father God and the Lord even more deeply. Are you in worries? Are you in difficulties? Are you lonely? Whenever you come to the church, you can receive grace. You can receive grace when you attend worship services. When you come to prayer hours, you can receive fire, baptism of fire, and then you can give the aroma of prayer to Father God. So, Manmin Church is a good church. Amen. Whenever you come, the door is open to you. You know, when you came to the church for the first time, you lost your wealth, you lost your health. You were hurt. Your spirit was hurt. However, you were all things were healed. You are so healthy now, and you are so faithful. So many of you are like that. We are so thankful for the fact that our Lord, you know, sacrificed Himself to give us salvation. Even more, we can feel His love in this beautiful church. What a great blessing it is. Father God wants to protect us. Father God wants to give us grace and peace. So please believe in this. Believe in Father God who wants to take care of you. and become proud mommy members who can give and share this love with all other people. Second, Father God expresses His love through great power. The Bible records about the works of God's power and those prophets and forefathers of faith who manifested the power, dividing the Red Sea, five bread and two fish, reviving the dead. So many amazing works are recorded. Power belongs to God. So when Father God gives the power, anyone can manifest the power. However, Father God does not give the power to just anyone. Only when the man is proper enough after Father God's heart, Father God will give that power to that man. Those who pray fervently like fire and fast and cast of sin to the point of shedding blood, who can please Father God's heart, then Father God gives His power to that man. Well, actually, you have to cast off sin, and you have to reach the level that Father God can guarantee you whatever you do, then you can receive His power. But Manmin members have privilege. Why? Because Father, our senior pastor paved the road for you. That is, this handkerchief the senior pastor prayed on. Acts 19, verses 11 and 12 says, God was performing extraordinary miracles by the hands of Paul, so that handkerchiefs or aprons were even carried from his body to the sick, and the diseases left him, and the evil spirits went out. So, senior pastor who received power from Father God put his power into this handkerchief. So when you pray with this handkerchief, people are healed and demons go out. The same thing happens not only in this country but also abroad in other countries. We all experienced it. Through mommy members, through workers, through pastors, through missionaries, the same works are taking place all over the world. So you don't need to worry, when can I receive the power? All you gotta do is have faith. The Father God guarantees our senior pastor, and He is always with us. Father God guarantees this handkerchief. If you have the handkerchief, you can do that. Is there any member who hasn't received this power in this Manmin Church? Most of you experienced it. For the last 37 years, the ministry of Manmin is ministry of God's power. Father God has poured down greater works of God's power in this church. So experiencing God's power is a great blessing. Okay? Father God met us directly. Well, by mistake, I was healed. By mistake, I experienced His power. Are you going to say that? No way. Father God remembered you, and He met you face to face. Directly. So, wherever you experience the power of God, that is the evidence and token of His love for us. Therefore, the healing works, the works of God's power is not temporary. 2 weeks ago, in Mami Magazine, you heard the testimony of a sister who was healed of, eyesight. 5 years ago, I went there and then led the handkerchief prayer meeting. So she received the eyesight back. Now, she does not wear eyeglasses now. You heard her testimony. Of course, you all have this kind of, testimony, right? You were healed in the church many, many years ago, and now you're still healthy. Last year, there was a death, the born death. The baby was healed, and the baby started to speak. What an amazing testimony. And then she, I mean her mother, you know, testified like this. My name is Ladis. My son Solomon was born deaf. He couldn't hear any sound. He couldn't speak. I was so sad. When Pastor Gil came to seminar, we attended that seminar. And Pastor Gil prayed for my son Solomon. And he was healed right there. Now, he can speak well. He can hear well. He can speak mama and papa. It is a great blessing for us. Miracle of the Bible happened to us. All glory be to God. What an amazing healing works. Through handkerchief, the senior pastor prayed on, we can manifest great power of God, and we experience the power. We cannot imagine how hard it was for senior pastor to bring down this power. Only Father God knows. Then why did senior pastor ask for this power? He once said this. This is what he said. The power of God manifested from the start of this church, but I sought for even greater power. Do you know why? The reason is that I myself suffer from poverty, suffer from diseases. I got no hope. I know that pain. Whenever I see people who suffer from those problems, I feel like their problems are my problem. I want to help them. I would like to help them to solve their problems. I want them to get out of hell but come to the way of heaven. That's my dream. But how can I help them all? The answer I got was the power of God. Even though I cannot help all those poor people, those who are sick people, if they can meet God, if they can experience Father God's power, then that's it. So that's why I manifest the power of Father God's power, so that they can meet Father God through that power and experience Father God. Senior pastor manifested power. Why? Because he had love for souls. He couldn't solve problems for every individual, right? So he wanted to receive God's power, and when he manifested the power, people could see that power and believe in Father God. When our Lord did his ministry, he manifested power of God. It was to prove that whatever he said was true. He visited many places of Israel, preached the gospel of heaven, and explained them about the kingdom of God. And he also manifested Father God's power and manifested signs and wonders. John 10, verses 37 and 38 says, "If I do not do the works of my Father, do not believe me. But if I do them, though you do not believe me, believe the works." As you see this power, believe in Father God. This is what the Lord said. So far, we have experienced great power of God in our Christian lives. In order to acquire true children, Father God gave great power to this church and helped us experience it. That much, Father God expressed His love for us. And thanks to that love, we could grow our faith. Now, we are being tested to prove that we have received the love. We can now discern what is true faith in this period. Now, you gotta pray how to please Father God more and how to acquire a proper heart which is worthy to enter New Jerusalem. You gotta go on like that. If you happen to be lazy nowadays about being sanctified, now, welcome this 37th anniversary and make up your mind again to circumcise your heart and sanctify your heart. That's what you gotta do. for Father God, who has manifested great power for you. Third, Father God showed His love for us in order for us to understand Father God's heart. Many people misunderstand Father God. They fear God, they are scared of God, because they think God is God of, you know, judgment. They think Father God is scary. But they are scared because they do not know the love of Father God. However, Mommy members do know that Father God is love itself. Now, say your father, you know, punished you, so you are under depressed. Now your mother approaches you and say, father punished you not because he hates you, but if he does not punishes you, you know, you may go astray. Do you understand how much your father is sad after he punished you? If your mother comes to you and explains like this and understand the heart of father, what would you feel? You would love your father all the more, right? We have felt such love of Father God through our senior pastor in this church. The words contained in the 66 books of the Bible contain the heart and will of Father God. So every verse in the Bible contains such deep love and will of our Father God. For example, Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." Then what about before the beginning? Mommy members know. Father God was alone as the light-containing voice. How He planned human cultivation. When spiritual world was created. What kind of spiritual beings exist. Our senior pastor explained all those things through Genesis lecture, so that we could understand Father God's deep heart and will, and we could understand Father God's providence. So, thanks to senior pastor's messages, Mommy members could learn the love of Father God hidden in the history of human cultivation. So we are thankful for that love, and we became children of God who could share tears for that love. It is so important to understand Father God's love in heart. Only those who understand that love in heart are ready to obey the Word of God. And as we obey His words, we can become the fruits who can enter New Jerusalem. That's the will of Father God who began human cultivation. In 2015, senior pastor gave us explanations to explain Father God's love and justice of Father God. He once said, Genesis chapter 18 records about the judgment made on Sodom and Gomorrah. Genesis 18 verses 20 to 21 says, "And the Lord said, the outcry of Sodom and Gomorrah is indeed great, and their sin is exceedingly grave. I will go down now and see if they have done entirely according to its outcry, which has come to me, and if not, I will know." Father God is almighty. He didn't need to come down. Without coming down, He already knew whether the Sodom and Gomorrah would be judged or not. However, in order to save just one more soul, He sent angels. And let that angel hear, and then He made Abraham hear about this news of judgment. So according to justice, Abraham understood why Father God had to judge Sodom and Gomorrah and destroy them. But he also understood Father God's heart who is full of love, who didn't want to destroy those cities. He was looking for a chance to save them. So, since Father God is God of justice, you know, the judgment cannot be avoided. Abram didn't give up like this. Of course, according to justice, those two cities should be judged. However, Father God was looking for any reason to give them mercy out of His love for them. Okay, if there were 550 righteous men, I will not destroy them. But then, Abram knew that, you know, there would be no 50 righteous men. So, he reduced the number. 40, 30, 20, 10 righteous men. If there are 10 righteous men, please save them. He begged to Father God. Abraham understood the heart of Father God who wanted to save them. So he made this petition. And he received the answer that if he could find 10 righteous men, he would not destroy them. So righteous man Abraham understood the heart of Father God. And through his prayer, Father God opened the way to save just one more soul. However, there were no 10 righteous men in those great cities. They received the judgment of fire. However, thinking of Abraham, God saved his nephew Lot and his children. Save till the last moment. That's the love of Father God. Ezekiel 18:23 says, "Do I have any pleasure in the death of the wicked?" declares the Lord God, "rather than that he should turn from his ways and live." In this verse, we can feel the desperate love of Father God for us. There is one who understands such nature of Father God. That's our senior pastor. And he knew how to go around his justice of God. He knew it. He knew it, it can be done through love. So that's why he made a petition for us. And he had to pay the price for that justice in order to lead us. We should never forget that love and grace. Your brothers and sisters in Christ, how many Christians understand this deep love of Father God while managing their Christian lives? We have managed such Christian life. Through our senior pastor, through such deep spiritual messages, we could feel the love of Father God deep in our heart. And through that love, we have managed our Christian lives. Father God is leading this ministry of this church Himself in this world. Sometimes we felt there was no way out. Sometimes we feel like we wander around. However, no matter when it was, we trusted God, and we felt love of Father God who is with us all the time. So step by step, we just led the guidance of Father God for the last 37 years. Now, on this 37th anniversary, we gotta feel our duty. We gotta engrave the love of Father God deep in our heart once again and deliver and share this love through with the truth and power of God to all people around the world. Let me conclude this message. Father God governs all universe. And He says, "I love you. I love Manmin." Father God never forsakes those who understand this love and His providence. Whoever follows the pleasing will of Father God will surely take care of such lives. All glory and thanks to our Father God who has guided us by showing great love toward us for the last 37 years.
Hallelujah. Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.